Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's going on, Real Sports Fam? Recording live from Italy. Yes, I woke up at 6:45 in the morning to record this for God knows what reason. Let's just get into it.
Down goes Frazier.
Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game.
Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Gives it to Jenkins.
What's up, Real Sports Fam? I'm your host. Yes, you can hear the depression in my voice. I don't even know where to start. I do know where to start, actually. I need to tell you about a product that I got from my buddy Clay. It's a fishing shirt from PontryOutdoors.com, and I personally don't fish, so I was like, I don't really know if this is a good product for me because I don't fish, but I'm in Italy on vacation, my first vacation in over a year, and let me tell you, it's over 100 degrees. I slept downstairs with my cousin last night because it was just literally too hot. And I throw on the shirt now every morning because it is the greatest invention of all time. It is just moisture wicking. It is so nice. And honestly, I thought I would never use it because I'm not a fisher, but I've used it every single day I've been here. And what Clay is doing for us and what PontryOutdoors.com is doing is giving us a free hat with any purchase. Just use the code RealSports, Real_Sports, or RealSports. There's free shipping on it, free returns, 100% guaranteed for life. So just try it out. Literally, you could buy one, get the free hat, send it back if you don't like it. But I just need to make that recommendation. PontryOutdoors.com, code RealSports. All right, Abe. Let's do this thing. Like, can you just start for me? Because, like, this is – I can't believe this happened. I mean, I can, but just what happened?
What I tell you, man. Hey, I mean, let's talk about Taj Gibson. Let's talk about Bobby Portis. Let's talk about Julius Randle. I mean, they might be the future of the New York Knicks.
I really don't even have words. Like,
what did I tell you? What did I tell you? So yeah. we both knew that Kyrie and KD have been longtime friends. They've been playing back and forth these videos on ESPN with Kyrie staying after the All-Star game to congratulate KD about his All-Star MVP. And the Nets are just a better organization than the Knicks. Like, that's what I've been telling you. Like,
but why the Nets?
Because you can still live in Manhattan and live wherever and just work at a different location. Like, they're clearly a better run organization.
I just, like, Rich Kleiman, by the way, can we just not let him slide under the radar? Like, what a fraud. Like, acting like he was a Knicks fan. Acting like, if you're going to choose.
You want to talk about fraud? What do you want to talk about fraud? They didn't even offer KD the max to the Knicks.
Like, I was going to, you know, when I woke up, and I kind of processed it all. I slept on it. I was going to try to spin it because, like you said, it, we have a bet going that he's not going to be the same. And, like, it's the same thing. Like, if Durant – if the Knicks had managed to sign Durant, they would have been the laughing stock for giving a guy off a torn Achilles a supermax or whatever he got. But, like
– Well, they still might do that with Boogie, so just wait to find out.
I don't think there's even room anymore for us to do anything. But, like – It literally cannot get worse. Like, yes, they didn't get Durant. They didn't get Kyrie. They didn't get Zion. They didn't get literally anyone. So what do? Instead of just helping out the young core, they stack the front court with 2- and 3-year deals for God knows what reason. Like, you're telling me Taj Gibson and Julius Randle are, like, mentoring Mitchell Robinson? Like, it literally makes zero sense.
I mean, it makes sense other than like, if you're the Knicks, you can't cave in to signing all the big free agent guys when you struck out and just, like, overpay a guy that you shouldn't just to make a splash in free agency. Like, now you got to take a step back and be like, all right, we just got to build through the draft, do what Atlanta is, and it's going to take a little bit longer. I mean, they've been doing it for what now, 50 years of a rebuild? So what's a few more years now?
The New York Knicks moves in the past, you know, 10 to 15 years. Amari Stoudemire, 5 years, $100 million. Joakim Noah, who's still in the books, 4 years, $72 million. Eddie Curry, 5 years, $60 million. Jerome James, 5 years, $30 million. Traded for Bargnani, traded for Melo. But an injured Kevin Durant is where we drew the line.
Do you now want to go back and can we judge the Kristaps Porzingis trade?
I'm fine with it. He didn't want to be a Knick, so, and we were going to lose him this offseason. So
stay and try and convince him. Like, yeah, you don't trade away this freak talent that you have on a rookie contract just to clear cap space for bad decisions that you made in the past with Tim Hardaway.
Well, the thing is, like, does the Achilles injury, did it change everything? I kind of do believe. Like, obviously, the Knicks are making the max.
Now you do.
What? What do you mean?
Now you believe that now you're like, okay, he still has an Achilles injury. We don't want to sign KD. You're trying to back up the Knicks now?
No, I'm saying, like, they were going to offer him, and I do believe that they would have gotten him if he doesn't get hurt. So, in that sense, it was still worth it to trade Porzingis just for a chance at a healthy Durant in his prime. Obviously, it didn't work out. There's nothing
creating
more
a generational say. Talent on a rookie deal never would ever make sense to me. You keep him there, try and convince him, and that it's just the Knicks. It's what the Knicks do. I don't know why any of us are acting surprised. I told you what can go wrong will go wrong, and now you're sitting here with Bobby Portis.
Bobby Portis, Julius Randle, Taj Gibson. I mean, holy shit. Literally holy shit. All right. Nets, they have to pretty much sit out a year because Durant's out and they just, you know, locked him. Like, what is this combo of DeAndre Jordan, Kyrie, and KD being best friends? Like, where is this shit coming from?
I don't understand. They've been playing on, like, Team USA for years. I mean, I know that's once every 4 years, but, like, they're just boys. I mean, they're three weird dudes. So, the Nets are a deep team. Like, next year, the East is probably as wide open as it gets, and that we'll see what happens with Kawhi in the next few days. But after that, I mean, I've been on the record saying that KD's not going to be what he was because I don't think he will. So who knows what that team will be, but with the young talent the Nets have that they've acquired throughout the years, I think it's fair to say that they might have won that Boston trade. They just waited all these years, lost
picks,
that's
wild.
Acquired money, and now look, they have KD and Kyrie, and Boston's did nothing. Like, with all these young pieces, we don't know how they fit. They brought now they're bringing in Kemba. It's crazy to say that Brooklyn won that trade X amount of years later.
It's absolutely crazy, especially everything they gave up. Like, if Kawhi goes to the Lakers, I'm honestly not that interested in the NBA. And
no, yeah, we're canceling the NBA.
It would just be boring. Like, there would never have been a team as good. I genuinely believe Kawhi going would make them the greatest team of all time. And I don't even think it would be particularly close.
Yeah, I can't wait. If he does go there, where all the Jordan super fans go hiding to? I think you can lock LeBron in for at least two more rings. He gets to five. And with all those stats that he has, that's a conversation you don't want to have paired with five rings.
I just like it. It would be it would easily be cheaper rings than KD's for the Warriors. I genuinely believe that.
I don't know if we want to go into this right now, but I mean, is it the Warriors won a ring before that, had 73 wins? They just added him instead of just putting all these random pieces together. You can say it's a better roster, sure, but I don't know which one's a weaker move.
I just think because of the timing, people act like Durant's decision would be crazier. But, like, the Lakers are title favorites before they get Kawhi. If they get Kawhi, they're adding the second best player in the league. It's essentially what the Warriors were doing, except no team would ever have the first, second, and sixth best player in the league all on the same team at the same time.
I think it's crazy to say that it's the Lakers to lose with Kawhi Leonard. This is picked up. We were texting the other day about it, how crazy it would be, but we don't both actually think it's going to happen. And then it just picked up a shit ton of steam these past few days. I don't know. Kyrie and KD teaming up. I don't think Kawhi will really necessarily want to do it alone and go to the Clippers. If he's really about basketball and that's it, doesn't want the glamour, then he will. But this Lakers stuff is serious.
The one fun thing that I can spin about the Knicks just debacle in 2016, right? The last time there were all these big guys, and big is relative, but all these guys that were due to get a crazy amount of money was 2016. Let me read you the list of names and contracts they got.
Oh, I know this.
It's crazy. Mozgov, 4 years, 64 mil. Batum, 5 years, 129. Whiteside, 4 years, 98. Chandler Parsons, 4 years, 94. Evan Turner, 4 years, 70. Joakim Noah, 4 years, 72. Dang, 4 for 72. Ryan Anderson, 4 for 80. Alan Crabb, 4 for 75. And Plumlee, 4 for 52. Holy crap, did they all bust out.
Bro, it's really easy to get paid in the NBA.
Is it possible we see anything similar? Like, I'm just – let's say the guaranteed locks to be successful, I think it's Kawhi. And then I guess we could see the same thing in theory.
Successful in terms – what do you mean?
Like Kyrie could be average. Durant could be nothing coming off an Achilles. I guess these guys aren't guaranteed to be superstars. Am I just like saying this to make myself feel better?
I think that's pretty stupid to say. Coming from a guy that bet on Kevin Durant averaging over 27 in the 2020 season, now he's not going to be that. Now you don't like that bet, I'm assuming?
No, I do. I'm just wondering if, like, I don't know. You just know. It's upsetting, man.
I'm in a weird place myself if you want to move on.
Yeah, let's get you on my level because, holy, the Sixers, Elton Brand should be fired. What is he doing?
Okay. All right. Relax.
What?
So
what?
There's conflicting reports all over the place. Right away.
That he was drunk during all free agency?
What?
That he was drunk all free agency?
Listen. Started off pretty slow. We knew we were meeting with Tobias right away. Clearly, they were making him a priority. I love the Tobias signing. Don't get me wrong. We gave up a lot to get him. We gave up Landry Shamet, who's a promising rookie. We gave up two future firsts. Like, we had to make that deal happen. We couldn't let him walk. Since Brooklyn did get all these guys, it made it more likely that we were going to re-sign Tobias. I love it. Jimmy Butler. I really wasn't buying into any of this Heat talk these past few days, but Jimmy just lied the entire time. Like, all you care about is money, or all you care about is winning? Because it's not both when going to Miami. Like,
it's not either, honestly. What would it be?
I mean, Woj is saying that we didn't offer the fifth year. I'm seeing a lot of Sixers beat writers saying that's not true, and Elton Brand did offer that fifth year. I don't know if the truth is necessarily going to come out, but let's talk about what it turned into. This deal with the Heat hasn't really been officially done yet because it seems like Miami has to move a few more parts to make the salary cap work. But Josh Richardson is well respected across the league. He has one of the most friendly contracts. He's going to be 26 or something by the beginning of the season. His scoring average has gone up every year. We saw J.J. Redick go off the board within the first 5 minutes of free agency, which was pretty shocking, honestly, because last year he commuted from Brooklyn to Philadelphia. Yeah. Now commuting from Brooklyn to New Orleans is kind of a hike. But I've been not the biggest fan of J.J. Redick. I think he's a great regular season player. He's a guy that can help you get 50 wins as a team. But in the playoffs, he's a liability. I actually love where he's going with New Orleans with those young guys. I think that'll be a really fun team. But we lost him right away, so we filled a need at guard with Josh Richardson. We have Tobias. And then this Al Horford signing, man, this is one of the more interesting things.
I love him, but how does this make any sense for Philly?
I mean, we're probably going to be one of the best defensive teams right off the bat in the NBA. It's just, can Al Horford become more than a passer out of the perimeter? Like, if we can get Al Horford with Brook Lopez's guy from last year and have him become that shooter, like, the Sixers are still scary, man. Like, we could easily be the favorites to come out of the East right now with a starting lineup of Ben Simmons, Josh Richardson, Tobias Harris, Al Horford, and Joel Embiid. Off the bench, you have Mike Scott, Jonah Bolden, Zaire Smith, Matisse Thybulle. I mean, we need to pick up another guard. We have, I think, around half the mid-level left, so maybe we're not done yet. But I don't think you can say the Sixers roster is that much worse than it was at the end of the year.
I don't get, like, how do Horford and Embiid coexist? I don't see it at all.
I mean, the only person that could really stop Embiid in the league is Horford. So, like, why not avoid that and bring him in?
But that, like, you put two, fours on the floor. Like, how are Horford and Embiid?
I mean, Embiid is a glorified five. He's not a four. And
that's what I'm saying. Like,
this fills a big need for us in terms of Joel Embiid. You probably want to do some load management with him throughout the regular season so you can avoid what happened in the playoffs and him being in and out of the lineup. And Al Horford fills that need of just, like, giving Embiid a rest. If Embiid can't go or needs less minutes, you can run Horford at the five, Mike Scott at the four. It gives us just a lot of leverage. Horford's still a great player. He was great with Boston. And now it's just about how can Brett Brown get the most out of this offense. I'm a little scared about the offense. Tobias Harris is going to have to step up, and I think he will. He was almost an all-star last year in the Clippers before coming over. And now he's going to get plenty of more shots and hopefully get his clip up with JJ leaving. Tad's taking away a bunch of shots. Jimmy Butler. Tobias has got to be the guy. And this roster is good. But now it's just, all right, Ben Simmons, you're going to have the ball in your hand at the end of fourth quarters and playoff games. So let's hope his stubborn ass can do something during the summer.
I literally could not hate this move more. Like, I think it makes zero sense.
Yeah, no, I wasn't a fan of it right off the bat, but it's been a few hours and it's settled in and I've found a way to spin it.
All right, we have a lot more to get to. We're going to talk D'Lo to the Warriors. Like, what? Brogdon gone. First, though, let's talk about sleep. You're tired. You're on the East Coast. It's late. I woke up early for this. So let's talk about eatsleep.com. So Harvard and John Hopkins, they did studies on chronic sleep deprivation. It has been shown to lead to depression, diabetes, obesity, and cardiovascular disease. It's, that's not great stuff. And we need 8 hours of sleep a night. I personally have not been sleeping great on vacation, and I wish that I had the Pod by 8 Sleep. The Pod by 8 Sleep is a high-tech bed designed specifically to help you achieve optimal sleep fitness. It was developed by leading sleep researchers after tracking 43 million hours of sleep. That's only about half the amount of money that the Knicks just gave to Julius Randle and Taj Gibson. It combines dynamic temperature regulation and sleep tracking to enhance your rest and recovery. It learns your sleep habits and adjusts the temperatures automatically. That's pretty cool. It means if you like the bed cool, your partner likes the bed warm, now you can have both at the same time in a crazy comfortable bed. Sleep longer and deeper so you wake up refreshed and ready to take on the world. To celebrate Independence Day, get a free gravity cooling blanket plus free shipping with your Pod purchase, a $300 value free. This is a pretty nice deal, actually. Offer ends Monday, July 8th. Visit 8sleep.com/bluewire. That's 8sleep.com/bluewire. 8sleep.com/bluewire. Abe, do you think we can, like, talk to Kevin, CEO of Blue Wire, and get a 8sleep mattress?
I think we need to.
Yeah, how do we get in on this deal? This is a pretty nice deal.
We gotta work that into the production budget somehow. All right. We can launder it through Space Jam.
So D'Angelo Russell is going to, after everything, like, Warriors fans, not Warriors fans, but KD got so much shit for going to the Warriors, and all he did was bring them multiple rings, rushed himself back to play for on an injured, calf, Achilles, whatever it was, Dr. Granoff. And how'd he top off his time in Golden State? He ended up getting them D'Angelo Russell. like, is that a good move? I think it makes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cool move. Like he'll fill in for Clyde. He'll fill in for Clyde next year. It's an interesting fit for me. I mean, what are you going to do when Clay comes back? I mean, you signed D'Angelo Russell for 4 years and you want to bring him off the bench? I mean, I get he's 22 years old, but like, you're not running that. You're going to put Clay at the three. Like, that's not a good defensive backcourt in D'Angelo Russell and Steph Curry. I don't know how I like this fit, and you also saw that they just traded Iggy as well. So what's that starting? I think this might lean leverage to them bringing Boogie back. They're creating more space. They told Iguodala that if Durant did leave, they'd look to trade him to dump some salary. But is that a legitimate line? I mean, this lineup is not good defensively other than Draymond, if it is, and Clay. Steph, D'Lo, Clay, Draymond, and Boogie. Like, you're still getting Steph and Boogie in a pick and roll every time and smoking them. So we'll see what's up with this Warriors team.
I sneakily like the Warriors pre-Kawhi to the Lakers talk. Like, Clay's going to be back in March, which is, you know, plenty of time for the Warriors to sustain a playoff berth. And then he comes back, kind of locks that down. Plus D'Lo, you know, people, they're super high on him. I'm not the biggest fan. You liked him potentially going to the Lakers. So now they have that small ball lineup they're going to be able to score. They won't be able to defend. Obviously, D'Angelo Russell is a crazy downgrade from Durant. Losing Iguodala, kind of their glue guy. I mean, if there's anything I can gain away from this, are you an Iggy fan after your Philly days with him?
Big time Iggy fan. I mean,
I like Iggy, but
being brought to Memphis to just use up some cap space for a few years while their young players develop and just be like, he's not going to come in and be expected to win or anything, but he's going to Memphis. Who cares? That'll be an interesting
team. I'm just saying, I feel bad for him. Like he did his whole book tour about being the sixth man and then they shipped him to the Grizzlies.
Well, yeah, he went on his whole book tour and he was just ripping the training staff the entire time saying that they called him a bruise when he had a broken leg. But
well, they think he might get bought out and go to the Lakers.
Oh, that would be nice.
But it wouldn't fit LeBron's perfect shooting team that he so covets.
I mean, if you have Kawhi Leonard and Anthony Davis, who cares?
It really would not matter. It's crazy. God, I'm so pissed if that happens. The two big moves. Malcolm Brogdon agrees to a 4-year, $85 million.
I don't know how I feel about that. $85 million.
No, I think 21 mil ish is the right amount for him. I don't think that's anything crazy.
I don't know, man. That's a lot.
That team will be really fun. Actually,
you think that Malcolm Brogdon can be the number one point guard on a team and handle the ball consistently? I don't know. This early in his career,
no. I actually think they go small, get a point guard, Brogdon, Oladipo, and a point guard. Like, they could be one of the best defensive teams in the league with Miles at center.
They're not doing anything. They just lost Bojan. Like, and Bojan wasn't a good defender, but he was a legitimate scoring threat for them. Like, this team's relevant. They'll be with what happened in the East today, they'll be a 6 seed and do nothing. I think we can agree on that. Boston probably going to fall in the 5 seed. We've heard whispers that they might make a Capella trade, but nothing's been said of that since 6 o'clock. I'm telling you, man, the East might be just the Sixers in the box if Kawhi leaves.
Well, the crazy thing is that the Brogdon thing actually was great for you. Like, I think that opens up the East even more, like you said. Like, the Bucks were going to be my overwhelming pick to win the East after the Sixers moves and if Kawhi leaves. So now the Bucks got worse. The Nets did – like, people don't understand. The Nets didn't really improve for this year, right? Like, they're probably still only a 5-ish seed. Because
they added Kyrie Irving to a team that wasn't expected to make the playoffs. They definitely got better.
They lost D'Lo, though.
Okay, dude, it's Kyrie versus D'Lo. Like, they did get better.
That's my point, but they were a 6 seed, so where do you move them to? A 4 seed? Like, they're not significantly – they're not, like, a favorite to win the East or even in contention, realistically, for this year.
I mean, obviously, if Kawhi leaves, you'll see Toronto drop out. The Sixers and the Bucks will hang up there. What do you gain of the Heat and what they can do with Goran? Oh, I don't know if Goran's going to be on the move or not, but with Jimmy, all I'd want to do is win Butler and Hassan Whiteside. By the way, that relationship should go swellingly because Jimmy Butler won't have a problem with him.
Yeah, that'll be amazing.
All I wanted to do was win. Like, do you understand how close you were to winning?
Four bounces. That's all you keep saying.
Whatever, Al. We couldn't beat this, so come on. Come on in.
What do I think about the Heat? I think they're – well, we've named so many teams already in the East, and I keep on saying they're 6 seed, but maybe they're like a 7 or an 8 seed. Like, they're nothing. They're a solid group of vets. I think the Butler deal is going to be one of the worst deals that comes away from this contract – away from this free agency. Like, he's the oldest of the group. He's kind of, you know, I don't know if he really truly does have locker room issues, but it's not a team that's ready to win right away. The reason apparently that he's interested in Miami was they set out a plan for next season, which is a chance to get like Brad Beal or maybe even a sign and trade now. I still think Brad Beal being on the market and like no one wanting to unload assets for him, that's kind of crazy to me. He would be amazing on so many teams.
I don't really know how on the market he necessarily is. The Wizards are saying they're going to offer him a 4-year, like $112 million extension or something, but that can't happen till later in July. So I think it's like Woj said, July 20 something. So I don't really know how on the market he is. Maybe they sign him to that and then trade him once things aren't going well during the regular season because John Wall will still be out. But I'm not sure I'm buying that Bradley Beal's going anywhere just yet. They've been pretty adamant that he's their guy.
I really do not understand many of the moves that were just made this summer.
I'm like, excited to see. There's still a lot of guys out there that can help on championship teams, like a Danny Green, a Seth Curry, and Enes Kanter, Patrick Beverley. There's still players out there, and these teams that are at the top, what's going to separate them during the spring, other than freeloading stars together, is these bench guys that come off. So there's still a lot to be had. But I remember when we were debating whether or not we should do this episode because we weren't sure if we had anything to talk about in the first 6 hours of free agency.
I mean, the funny thing is the best player is still on the market.
Oh, Kawhi Leonard's the best player now, not Kevin Durant.
Well, he's the best player on the market because he doesn't have a fucked up Achilles.
Oh, okay. Because KD was the best player in the world this entire time. And you said he was going to come back and average more than his career average, which is probably saying he's going to be better than he was. So you're all over the place, man.
What do you expect?
Fair. I mean, Jimmy Butler had a lot of, if you look back on it, realistically had a lot of miles on him playing under Tom Thibodeau. So maybe you don't give him that fifth year. Maybe I was wrong.
It's true, though. You really can spin anything you like, except for signing Bobby Portis.
Jimmy would have been great and all, but he would have delayed Ben's development for sure. So I'm glad for that aspect. Let me know what else you want. I got a list. I've been making the past few hours.
All right. The teams in the East. One seed is the Bucks. Kawhi gone.
Whoa! Why?
What? Huh?
Why are they the one seed?
Because they're the best team in the East. They won 60 games last.
Brogdon and Mirotić to Barcelona.
True.
They really couldn't convince him to play in the NBA in Wisconsin.
My point is, Sixers and Bucks are 1-2.
Right on call. Patrick Beverley has agreed to a 3-year, $40 million contract to stay with the Clippers.
Wow.
So, I don't know if they think that's going to bring Kawhi. Or what they're doing with that. I don't really know if I like that move at all for them. Granted that they might not get anyone
I don't know
else.
If they're doing it. They're like, if the mass media even covered the Clippers, like if they're relevant, I think people would be talking as much shit as they are on the Knicks. Like the Clippers, if they don't get Kawhi, they completely
just made the playoffs this year. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but like what they had such high aspirations and they're coming away with Beverly. Landry Shamet and Doc Rivers.
Jack, do not compare them to what's going on in New York, please. They didn't trade away their rookie star for cap space just to make up for the stupid mistakes that they've made in the past with contracts of like Joakim Noah and Tim Hardaway. Like the Knicks have been the joke of the NBA for a half century. Like, do not compare the Clippers to them, who actually had a great year and their coach almost won Coach of the Year for it.
The sad part is with the Knicks, like, now there's not even like a fun thing to look forward to. Like,
lottery.
No one next time. Huh? Yeah, not anymore, because we can't even tank and get a good player. Like, oh, holy shit. The next big thing is Giannis in like 2021, that Knicks fans will be convinced he's coming.
His extension will be done way before then.
You would think so. All right, but in the East, Bucks and Sixers 1-2, no specific order. 3 seed is probably Boston.
Yeah, I guess.
Like 3-6.
I'm interested to see what they do at the center position. If they bring in a guy like Enes Kanter, I wouldn't be surprised.
They're going to have a fun small ball lineup. But 3-6 can be anyone between Brooklyn, the Pacers, Boston. Is it just them? 3, 4, 5? Like, how far does
it run? If you believe in Miami, then maybe them.
Yeah. So then you kind of have those 6. Toronto should be able to make the playoffs. That'd be crazy if they didn't make the playoffs a year after.
I mean, are they a playoff team without Kawhi Leonard? I would say so in the East.
Yeah, but they're going to lose Danny Green. They're going to lose some people.
Think about how wide open the NBA realistically is if Kawhi goes to the Clippers. Like, it'll be the most parity they've had in years.
It will be. And the Lakers will undoubtedly be the favorites, which they should be. And do we like parity? Like, the funny thing is, everyone loved the Warriors being the villain and everyone trying to kind of dethrone them. And then we're going to get parity, and then people are going to be like, this isn't as entertaining.
Why isn't it as entertaining when more teams are in the mix? That doesn't make sense to me.
Because I just find it I personally could see it being less interesting. Like a Bucks-Sixers conference final, who does that really get excited? Right. And then like, I know it gets you excited, but you're not the majority. another weird move, not weird, I get it, but I'm not a huge fan of Jamal Murray just got a Supermax extension.
I mean, yeah, you've been the biggest – what are you talking about? You've been the biggest Nuggets fan between the two of us since we started this stupid podcast.
What do you mean?
Bro, you've been saying that the Nuggets, like their young core, they can still compete in the West with Jokic and Jamal Murray. Like, you've been a Nuggets guy. Come on.
Yeah, I am, but I was actually never a Jamal Murray guy. Didn't I say
him eventually? So, like, what's the point, you know?
Yeah, they were. But I said on the podcast, what did I say? That if they, like, traded Jamal for Kawhi, that would be – or for AD. I said it would be worth 1 year.
Pulled that out of your butt. That was never happening.
Well, of course it was never happening.
If you want to talk about Nuggets, what the hell are they picking up Paul Millsap's $30 million option for?
I love Millsap.
That makes no
sense. Really,
you just made a name for yourself. Why not go out there, decline the option, go out there, see what's out there, and if not, negotiate a smaller contract? Paul Millsap's market is not $30 million.
No, he should not be paid $30 million.
I mean, it makes you think, like, maybe like it's a one-year option. Next year they go out, bring in a guy like Draymond. I can see Draymond in Denver.
That would be hilarious. Him and Jokic just passing the ball around. I think the greatest way to kind of close this pod.
Okay, let's talk about this Terry Rozier deal. That cracks me up. I know you're a big Rozier fan. He's not that good, dude. He got what?
He's not that
58?
Good. But the only team more incompetent than the Knicks apparently is the Hornets.
Michael Jordan is the Michael Jordan of bad owners. Like, he stinks.
Who's worse, him or Dolan?
I mean, come on. Don't try and spin this that way.
I don't know. They, what Well, what happened? At least, like, Porzingis trade, we got two picks back. The Hornets, they had to know this summer, right, that they were going to have to supermax Kemba, and then they knew that they weren't going to do it, so they didn't want to trade him for anything. Like, how does that even happen?
Yeah, I mean, and then they give a guy like Rozier. You know, Rozier has never shot over 40% from the field in a season in his career. Like, I don't know what this behind Terry Rozier is like a elite point guard in the NBA is coming from. And maybe I'll like words from Charlotte, but I highly doubt it.
Yeah, no, I highly doubt it. This is an amazing headline from SNY, which is, you know, New York sports. The Knicks have had so many low points over the last 20 years that it's hard to rank them. But what happened on Sunday is near the top of the list. I mean, holy crap. All year they were getting Durant, Kyrie. They were tanking for the top pick. I'm fine with what happened with RJ, no Zion. Like, but oh my God, how does this happen?
Let's talk about how I've been right this whole free agency thus far. I'm pulling up right now the Real Sports Pod Gram. Let's go through our predictions thus far. KD, Abe, 1, Jack, 0, with you picking the Knicks. Kyrie, we both had the Nets. Middleton, we both had the Bucks. That's a big deal, by the way. What do you get? 5 for 180 or something?
Yeah, super max or just max.
Yeah, that's a huge deal. Kemba, you got it. You had the Celtics. I had the Mavericks. That was kind of just a guess. Tobias, I was right. Has Clay been reported yet? That was weird. It didn't come out right away.
I don't think It is very weird.
It'll happen. They're probably just like hung up on little details, like a trade kicker or something. But it's weird that that hasn't been reported yet. But we'll still say that he's going back to Golden State. Horford, we were both wrong. You had the Celtics. I had the Clippers. Jimmy, we were both wrong. We both had the Sixers. And Boogie, we'll wait and see. I'm interested to still see where Boogie goes.
Are you rooting for him to go to the Knicks?
That'd be amazing.
At this point, I don't even care. He can come to the Knicks. He can play point guard. He can do whatever. How do you sign 3 power forwards? Like, what are they doing?
I mean, the Sixers are starting 2 big men. The Knicks are so it's there's maybe we're going back to the old NBA. Who knows?
If something weird happens and Clay goes to the Clippers with Kawhi. Who's the better team, them or the Lakers?
The Lakers. What?
You think so?
I know so. What? LeBron and AD versus Kawhi and Clay? Come on.
Yeah, but that team's
Clay
much
Thompson
deeper.
Can't dribble a basketball, dude. He can come off a screen and play with Steph Curry. He cannot dribble a basketball.
I need to give a shout to my friend Dean, who you know, who thinks by definition Clay Thompson is a playmaker. He is like literally, if you look up playmaker, he's the anti-playmaker. And he likes to call him the Claymaker, which is quite a clever nickname. But Klay Thompson literally stands in the corner and catch and shoots threes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say Klay stings because like I've said enough stupid stuff on this podcast. But like he doesn't really create for himself. I mean, he's perfect for the Warriors, obviously. And he's a perennial all-star and deservingly so. But, I mean, if you put Klay Thompson with Ben Simmons, it's a whole different story.
I just want to say, everyone
just going through the timeline, Knicks offseason of disaster.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty nice way to describe it. It literally could not have gone worse. Like, I can't think of any situation where the Knicks have, I guess if they got in the 5th pick,
wait,
maybe.
You have tickets next year, so you want to bring me to a game? We can probably like sneak up a few rows, right? It shouldn't be that packed.
The Garden will be packed. Knicks fans will be in full attendance for the death lineup of Frank Ntilikina.
Can't dribble and chew gum at the same time. Ntilikina.
RJ Barrett, Julius Randle, and Bobby Portis. Taji Gibson off the bench. Are we an 8 seed? All right, this has to end. This literally, I just want to say for everyone trolling me on Real_Sports on Snapchat, I fully deserve it. Like, I could not deserve it more. And I just have nothing. I have nothing left to say.
You know what I'm excited for? I've been a big fan of his from the start. The development of Caris LeVert. I think this puts him through the roof, man. This guy's going to take off. Bet on this guy.
He's a good player. Your boy Jared Dudley should be back with the Nets on a minimum deal, maybe.
And they got. Are they still going to work and try and trade out Joe Harris?
No, they'll definitely keep Joe, who'll be great. Dinwiddie, I guess, can say.
We'll have their number. I'm not afraid of them because they probably won't be stopping Horford and Embiid. Are you serious? Horford and Embiid? That's crazy.
Stop. You're trying to tell yourself to do it. You know what I'm most excited about?
Horford stopping Giannis.
We can stop talking about the NBA, this disgrace of a league and just an overall horrible sport, and we can get into some football this summer baseball.
I'm not sure you want to hear me talking about the Eagles, but we'll learn about that soon enough.
It'll be way more enjoyable for me to just imagine Lamar Jackson running for 200 yards a game than thinking about Taj Gibson post-ups, kicks it to Nitalakina, he hits the top of the backboard, Knicks down 30. Second quarter starting.
All right, man. Well, Woj gave us everything we needed for this episode.
Yeah, we'll be back with potentially Kawhi to the Lakers ruining the NBA for the next 3 to 4 years.
Or Kawhi to the Knicks. You never know.
Oh, my God. Should we hold out hope? Nah.
Go back to bed. Go back to bed. Wake up. Do a nice wine tour in Italy and forget about it.
All right, Real Sports Fan. Thank you for tuning in. Not much left to say. Go Knicks. Go Sixers. We will see you on Thursday. Peace.